for the National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History Project 2. This is Eleanor Cohen and Rose Grossman interviewing Mr. Julian Russlander at his law office in the Frick Building, Pittsburgh, on Thursday, October 20th, 1977. Mr. Russlander, I'd like to begin by going over some of your family history, your family background. We'd like to know when the first members of your family came to this country, from where they came, and where they settled.
Having refreshed my knowledge on this matter by referring to my father's book, The Life and Times of Eslia Russlander, I can tell you that my grandfather on my father's side, Moses Russlander, came to the United States in 1866 from Spitul, Poland. At that time he was 27 years old and was brought over by relatives who were in New York, where he stayed for a period of time.
Can we go back to Lena Hartwig, who came over from Germany in 1860. Now, that was your mother's...
Mother.
Your mother's mother.
Mm-hmm. Who was
and
Phoebe
they, Katz?
For the record, my grandparents on my father's side were Moses Russlander and Phoebe Jane Katz. Mm-hmm. On my mother's side, Marcel Hartwig and Lena Kessel Hartwig.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you.
But to pick up my story on the relationship of my father with Frank Wilbur Maine, the two sons, being good sons, followed their mother's advice, got in touch with one another, enjoyed one another's company, became business associates, and were together from 1900 to 1954 when Mr. Maine died. Mr. Maine was the founder of Maine and Company, today known as Maine LaFrentz and Company, one of the 10 largest national accounting firms.
Continue with your mother's family. Then her father was a physician in Buffalo.
Yes, and ultimately retired and established his home in Los Angeles, California. He was a student of languages, and sometime in his 70s decided he wanted to learn Spanish. Went to night school and became sufficiently proficient that he could speak to the gardeners of his apartment in their native tongue. My grandmother Lena Hartwig died before I was born, so I have no recollection of her at all.
Do you have recollections of your grandparents, your other grandparents?
All of my other grandparents, because they were blessed with relative longevity, and we had reasonably close contact as a family.
Can we go back to Phoebe Ruslander? She was your grandmother on your father's side, and can you tell us something about her?
Well, she came to Pittsburgh somewhere in the early 1900s, and as I told you, she was a teacher by profession. Mm-hmm. A woman of active interest, and as you doubtless know, one of the founders of the National Council of Jewish Women, one of the founders of the Pennsylvania Blind Association, and the organizer in her day of religious schools for Reform congregations. I think it was from her that my father received his community motivation, some of which is naturally passed on to other members of the family.
Can you tell us something about her husband, Moses?
Moses Ruslander was ahead of his time. He, in effect, established a commune on a farm outside of Erie, Pennsylvania, when he decided that he would have a cooperative effort where people would be rewarded by their shares in a communal effort. Admittedly, it was ahead of the time, and it was an experiment which did not last very long. His training was as a merchant, having had stores in Bradford, Pennsylvania, Olean, New York. But when he came to Pittsburgh, he became a builder and lived for some time in the McKees Rocks area, actually in West Park, where he built row houses and apartment houses, some of which he named after his grandchildren. He didn't build long enough to have one named the Julian apartment, though my sister had one named for her.
Where are these apartments?
In West Park, which is a part, actually, of McKees Rocks.
Where did your grandparents live in Pittsburgh?
The Ruslanders lived on Beechwood Boulevard, in the court between Murray Avenue and Aylesboro. The Hartwigs, I knew only when my grandfather had retired and lived in Los Angeles.
Now, about to come down to your parents, can you tell us how they met, where,
My parents met as children at the home of Hartwigs in Buffalo. I alluded to the fact before that parents were friendly, and my father used to kid my mother by saying that this was a prearranged marriage. My mother was trained as a teacher in physical education and graduated from normal school.
The mother's name was
Gertrude.
Where did she go to normal school?
In Buffalo.
In Buffalo.
My father graduated from high school in Olean, New York, and then went to Penn State. And from Penn State to Columbia Law School, where he graduated in 1900. He practiced law for several years in New York. And then, as a result of his mother's contacts with Alia Weil, he was extended an opportunity to come to Pittsburgh to join the firm then known as Weil and Thorpe.
And when was this that he came to Pittsburgh?
1901.
And when were your parents married?
Oh. Let's hear the last sentence. You've asked me to develop a little bit some of my father's interests and activities. Mm-hmm. I think in retrospect, one of the things that he did that gave him a great amount of pleasure was his service with Rode of Sholem Temple, which he joined in 1901, shortly after he arrived in the city. He worked his way from being on the board of directors of the men's club to the board of trustees of the temple, and ultimately served for 7 years as president of the temple. This would have been sometime in the 1950s. Second in Father's warmth of recollection was his connections with the Iron Kaufman settlement and his personal relationship with Henry Kaufman, who was, of course, the principal donor and contributor to that organization. Father served in all capacities. Not only was he a club leader, but he ultimately served as president of the temple for many years.
President of the settlement
mm-hmm. for many years. All of this was before the merger of the Y and the IKC. And his activities all centered around the Center Avenue property. Another one of Father's honors was to be designated as chairman of the Board of Public Assistance during the 30s, at a time when relief was a relatively new concept in this country. And Father served with such distinction that he was named and renamed chairman regardless of whether the governor of the state was a Republican or a Democrat. Father always felt that this was a rather humbling and yet broadening experience, and that he gained as much as he might have contributed from this work. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to try and list all of the things that Father did and accomplished. He was one of the stalwarts of the old Federation of Jewish Philanthropies and the Health and Welfare Association of Allegheny County. He served as one of the first group work chairmen, and in that way participated in the planning of many communal projects that at their time were innovations. As to my mother, her affiliations were less formal, but she gave to everything she did a great deal of vigor and had in her own way a record of accomplishment. She was quite interested in gardening, and along with many other women formed the first, at least to my knowledge, Jewish Women's Flower Club, which as far as I know is still in existence. Mm-hmm. She did things seriously. When she had a flower problem, she would feel perfectly free to call someone like Mr. Curto of Phipps during his lifetime and her lifetime to get information and advice.
Enjoying the talk. Mm-hmm.